Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today is going to be an excellent show because we're all so tired, we're going to be a little loopy. These shows are always money. It's tomorrow you got to worry about, friends. That's when it really hits us. But we've been in Las Vegas for our iHeartRadio Music Festival, and we are tired. But day one is always A-plus show because we're like, who cares? We're exhausted. Let's have some fun. All right, let's go. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, here we go. Up first, he's an Aries. The first day of Aries.
Right.
Had no idea. It is our video producer, Eddie.
Guys, I am done betting a nighttime football game. I'm getting old or something, but I can't stay up to watch the whole game. So I don't know if I win or lose the bet till the next morning. And I don't like that. I like knowing if I'm going to make money that night. And dude, when I start these games, I'm like so pumped. By halftime, I'm like,
you know, shouldn't it be a rule here if you're betting money that you can't complain about money on the show? Like generally in segments.
Yeah.
Like if you're betting money like you are,
you
can't come on and also complain about not having money for other things.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's just a little something I thought of right there.
Even if I make small bets?
We'll workshop it.
Okay.
We'll workshop it.
All right.
Up next, he's a Leo, that of a lion. Here he is. Lunchbox.
Guys, the Vegas airport is like a tale of two cities when you go in life. When you arrive to Vegas, you see people getting off the plane. Everybody's so excited. Whoa! All the lights and glitter and glamour. And they're like, this is going to be the best weekend of my life. And when you're leaving the airport, the people getting back on the airplane look like dead human beings. And
so
I feel
true.
Like that this morning. It was a great weekend in Vegas. I'm glad to be back, but I don't want to go back for maybe 2 weeks.
That seems awfully quick.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. That seems awfully quick. You know, the thing about Vegas is that that flight back, like you got two kinds of people. The one who people just want to get back, take the 6 a.m. flight and just get back.
Ugh.
Like you're exhausted, you get on that flight. Or the people that want to like sleep. Have a full night, sleep, maybe a little lunch, then get on a flight. Now, I typically am the 5 a.m. person because I don't stay up that late anyway in Vegas. But we had a show, and I would get on that flight and just get back home. My wife likes to have a good sleep and then fly. And so we didn't leave till 1 o'clock yesterday.
Mm.
And it drives me a little crazy.
I bet it
certain
does.
Certain sacrifices I've had to make. Who took the early flight back?
I did.
Yeah?
Oh, early, dude. I want to get back, well, especially because my family's home. So I need to get back and help my wife with the kids. Since she had the kids for three days,
how
so I need to go help.
How were you?
Who is this guy?
He comes home and sleeps.
That's it.
Finally, over with you three. She's a Pisces. I think that's a fish. Here she is. Amy, everybody.
Woo. Okay, so I just would like to know from Lunchbox if he's finally willing to admit that my sister and her husband have some talent now because their show on HGTV, Building Roots, got renewed for a second season.
So you did say the show wouldn't make it and it wasn't that good. But you were the only one that said that. Everybody else loved it.
I said it's pretty boring. They don't have good personalities. I mean, obviously, them being in talks with doing My House probably really helped them get a season two.
And have they reached out to you again, though?
No.
Even after you came on the air and you were like, they haven't?
Nothing.
Do you know anything about that, Amy?
So I feel like.
Okay, well, this is a different conversation for Amy later.
Yeah, I
feel like. Because she's laughing about something.
Well,
so don't say it right now. We don't have time anyway. This is 15 seconds.
Okay.
Maybe we'll get to it later in the show.
Okay.
She's nervous to talk about it, so I got a feeling it ain't good. I got a feeling it ain't good.
Well, but I am proud of my sister, and
second
she is
season.
Talented.
Yes. Yes.
Woo, let's go.
That's awesome.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he used to be on welfare. Now he's everywhere.
Oh!
Bobby Bones.
He's putting some work in.
What's your sign?
Okay, Aries. But didn't know.
Okay.
He was in the bathroom when I was asking you guys everybody's signs before the show. Stanley is my bulldog, and he's tumbly and rumbly, and he's clumsy, and he runs through things. He's reckless with his body at times. He has 2 torn muscles in his legs. So he was limping around with kind of both legs at different times when we took him in, and they're like, he has slight tears on like both of his hamstring area on a human.
So how does a dog heal that?
Well, we're giving him medicine to hopefully fix inflammation. It was 2 months to get in to get an x-ray at the place that we go. So we're trying to, we don't really cage him up. We're just trying to keep him from being excited.
Yeah.
And then hopefully it's one of these that can, but he hurts a lot. So we give him pain medicine, but he's just such an idiot. It's lovely. I love him, but he just like run. He will sprint out and then be like, oh, I forgot that hurt. So we're dealing with two leg injuries with the bulldog right now. We're going to be fine. I hope. Hopefully we don't have to have surgery. They say 50-50 for surgery.
Oh, man.
Which is tough. If you got to cone a dog, especially a bulldog. That's where we are, though. Glad everybody's here. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Let's go over and check in with the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. Loyal listener here. I need some advice. My husband and I have a family wedding to go to next month, and I'm embarrassed to dance with him at the reception. We didn't have dancing at our wedding 6 months ago because it was an afternoon wedding, so I didn't realize he was a terrible dancer until just recently. Now, I'm no professional dancer myself, but he describes his dancing style as flailing around. He doesn't have any rhythm. He dances big. I try to blend in on the dance floor. It's so embarrassing. Do I tell him why I don't want to dance with him? Or do I push those feelings aside and deal with the embarrassment? Please help. Sincerely, debating dancing in Dallas. I think most guys are bad dancers, generally speaking. Mm-hmm. I also think I don't care how good or bad of a dancer you are. If you just get out there and dance, that's awesome. Like, if you just are like, I don't even care. I'm living life. I'm having fun. And I think, generally speaking, it doesn't even have to be about dancing. It can be about whatever makes you feel. I love that he gets out and will dance, even if he's terrible at it. So I don't want you to be embarrassed of it. Sounds like you're going to be. I mean, it sounds like he's hilarious to watch. But also, he doesn't care. And isn't that how we should live our life?
Yes.
Like, not worry about being judged by others, and we should just go out and dance. Amy?
Yeah, you said keyword there, fun. And she needs to go to this wedding and have fun with her new husband. Let's go.
Yeah. And be proud that he'll dance even though he's not good at it. There's probably a lot of stuff that he's going to do that he's not good at it that you want him to do anyway and get better at. Not that he has to take any ballroom dancing lessons, but I actually think that's really cool about him, that he's bad at it and will still do it.
Yeah.
Like, Lunchbox can't dance.
I can't. Well, I used to be able to grind back in the day at the club. The women love that, but just dance. Oh, yeah. You ever do that? You ever grind on a chick? Oh, man.
You ever grind on a chick? Is that what you just asked?
Yeah, man. I used to be really good at it.
He used to brag about how good of a dancer he was, and we'd see him. We'd be like,
isn't that just you, like, kind of squatting and, like, bouncing?
Hey, you got to be in motion with her body. You got to be in rhythm.
Okay.
So I am not that great of a dancer when you're, like, just there and you're not grinding. But listen, if he wants to get out and dance, let him dance.
Dance
get out
them.
There and have
yes.
fun.
Smile.
Dance
Everybody's
with
Everybody's having
him.
A good time.
He'll be the fun of the party.
That's right.
I mean, Ray at Mike's wedding, he couldn't dance, but he was out there dancing.
With everyone.
With, Mike's wife's mom.
Well, he couldn't dance because of...
And her grandma.
Nana.
And her grandma.
And a random uncle,
like,
I think.
He was, grinding on grandma and uncle.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. Go dance. Have a good time. Live your life. Thanks for the email, but go get it. Hope you have an awesome time, and thanks for sending that email into the show.
We got your email, and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
couple of segments ago, Amy mentioned that her sister's show, which is called Building Roots, got renewed for a season two on HGTV, which we're very excited about, which again, congratulations. Yeah. I just heard. So that being said, I think Amy's got some news for Lunchbox that she was wanting to say then. I said, hold off. What would you like to tell Lunchbox? Because he thinks he's going to be on the show.
Right. So he met with casting because they're potentially going to do an episode in Nashville, even though it's based in Colorado. And while I can't give details about that yet, I don't know that Lunchbox's like hole in the roof thing is going to be that. If let's just say if he doesn't get featured on the show because he wants his home repaired, which that's not what they do.
Yeah, they don't just come and Mr. Fix It.
No. But that we were going to do, I mean, why they were fixing that, oh, you're here, you might as well do the kitchen, might as well do the bathroom, add a back patio.
Right, and he has to pay for it. I think he was shocked by that.
And I said, okay, I'll get a loan, no problem.
You told casting you would get a loan to pay for it all.
Yeah, and they told me I was an A segment. They told me I was the A. Like, yeah. I was the
I get
lead.
Told that all the time about Hollywood. I'll be honest. You're the man, you're the guy, you're the guy. And then,
I mean, they,
the
they were building me up, and then all of a sudden I didn't hear from them. Hey, I haven't heard from them.
They like you.
Oh, they like you.
That's what I'm
talking
about.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Which brings me to my little thing that I'm going to say here.
All right, update. Let's get it up.
So I will tell Lunchbox that I think, sadly, he's not going to be used.
What? Why am I not going to? Why? Why? What happened? Why didn't they tell me that? Like, why don't they come back and be like, hey, they had me pegged as an A.
Pegged? I think they just told you that. Like, you could possibly be an A, which we didn't even know what that meant. I don't either.
No, it was the big project for the story. Like, that
I
episode.
I think because it's a repair in your house.
And then there was, like, it's a family show, and he didn't want his family on it.
Oh yeah, that'd be tough, too.
No, my wife was going to be on there.
She's never in anything.
That's
Are you
okay.
sure?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't understand.
Have they told you that they're not going to work with him?
I can't even say for sure they're working here, but they're probably not working with him.
Dang. That's tough.
Okay, also, there's
No.
Like, there's this other couple that applied for the A story, and it's good.
Oh, someone else has already got the A story?
If they're coming here.
Oh, no.
Yeah, hey, if.
It okay. can't be. How can they be better than me?
And then also,
I think it's probably because they don't have a hole in the roof. Like, they really want to do what the show does.
Well, I did. I wanted to do the kitchen and the.
But your initial reason is there's a hole in your roof.
Right.
That's why you get a roofer.
Yeah. So if I get my roof fixed, then they'll do it?
I don't know,
I think
Lunchbox.
That ship is
they
probably
met
sailed.
With you. Like, look, I think they liked you. And
I'm
going to
send them an email.
Okay,
uh-oh.
Great.
You'll get
I'm going to send them an email and be like, you know, it's absolutely rude that you chose not to go with me.
So what were you going to say at the final part?
Oh, well, also there's a B story, and I don't know that I might be it.
Oh, my God.
Well, obviously you're going to be on it. You were going to be the B story in my A.
But now you got demoted, which maybe you thought you'd get demoted to B, and then Amy goes to C.
Yeah, I got demoted to F,
to
fired.
Nothing, and Amy's going to be.
I cannot believe this show has no future.
It already does. It's just been renewed for a second season.
But
you
why?
Said that last
I am
season.
Shocked that they are not going to use me. We're not going to talk about the episode. We're not going to talk about it at all.
Who's we in what episode? You're telling me not to talk about it?
Yeah, I'm putting it on notice right now. We're putting it on the bulletin board in here.
Hold on, let me see how much I care
will
about
not
your,
be talking about building roots.
Let me see how much do I care about Lunchbox's notice? 1, 2, 3, 4. Zero. Zero. Yeah, zero care.
Like, Bobby, do you think it's a bad move by them for not to put me on?
It's their show. You don't really have what they're looking for.
I have a house, I have needs, and I have fame.
You have a house and you have needs.
Yes. And fame. You missed the fame part.
So you need an actual project for them to work on that's not just a hole in your roof. Or not you going, well, I can also do this real quick.
Well,
Amy, I can't wait till you become a star from this.
I'm gonna text your sister.
I don't know. We'll see. Listen, I'm
texting your sister and saying how rude.
Okay, all right.
Well, there you have it.
You want me to text her?
Break it. No, we don't care. Yep. Breaking news.
So rude. So I can't believe you went with someone else. You're dead to me.
Well, I can't.
Sam.
All of this is off the record.
Oh, you know what? And your brother-in-law too.
You can't say off the record when you just said on a national radio.
Yeah,
it's
record now.
Amy's like, all this is secret. No,
this is not official.
The hay's in the barn. You know.
Okay. I mean, your brother-in-law is acting like it was an emergency. I need to talk to casting today. Well, guess what? You're dead to me too.
Oh,
okay. Wow.
Just put on a group text. Save you.
Boom.
Save the time.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh,
okay,
no.
Let me play this song. Thank you for the update, Amy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Amy's gonna be on the show and Lunchbox isn't.
Wow.
There you have it.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Back in 2016, youth ministers Jason and Ann Watson in Ohio started a program for kids at their church that included free lunches. They had to shut it down in person because of the pandemic. So he's like, okay, well, we can't do it this way. How can we keep doing it but modify it a bit? So he smartly went to an ice cream truck owner and said, hey, would you drive us around so we can hand out stuff? And you can hand stuff out from a distance, even during the pandemic. So that's what they did. And the guy was so impressed with the Watsons, he offered them one of his trucks. So he's like, you use it, all good. And in 2020, they bought a used ice cream truck themselves, and they just started driving around. So now, at this point, they've used that ice cream truck to deliver 1,500 meals.
Wow.
Since in 2 years and 6 months or so?
That's a lot.
This summer, the truck needed repairs, and so they said, hey, at the church, hey, let's go fund me it. And people jumped up and paid $10,000 to pay for a new transmission and a new engine so they could keep delivering the meals. And so the family, even the youth ministers, they've been like, man, this is so much support. We can't believe it, even though they're the ones giving the support. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, they're like, we can't believe all the support we're getting. Not realizing we're looking at them like, we can't believe all the support you're exactly. giving. That's awesome. So keep on doing it, guys. Jason and Ann Watson, I don't know if you'll ever hear this, but if you do, A-plus stuff, that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good. It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know,
Maddie and Tay are here. They have two number ones. Back in 2014, they launched onto the scene with this song, Girl in a Country Song. Being a girl in a country song. And then they came back hard in 2020 with this one, Die from a Broken Heart. How does he sleep at night? Their new album, Through the Madness, Volume 2, is out right now. They met through a vocal coach as young kids, and now here they are, big, successful, awesome. Welcome to the show, Maddie and Tay.
Go!
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Maddie and Tay.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Yeah, it's good to see you. Amy, I was on vacation, and I got a text from Maddie. She was like, I'll see you tomorrow. And I was like, no, you won't. I'm way gone.
Oh,
and she was like,
no.
We're coming in tomorrow. And I was like, there's got to be some wire that has been crossed.
Oh, yeah. I jacked it up. I live in La La Land. My brain was all mushy. It's still mushy. It hasn't. But yeah, I was like, okay, just kidding. It's wrong week. Sorry.
She's coming to go on vacation.
Yeah, I didn't even know. I didn't know what she meant. Was she... I was like, maybe she's going to the studio to record something. I don't want to tell her I'm not going to be there. I'm just going to let her go record. You know, so.
So you said the month wrong, like totally?
Oh, I had the whole entire thing wrong because I think we had this like for one day and then we switched it or something. And my brain just totally forgot. I felt so bad. I was like, oh my gosh, especially if you're on vacation. I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. I think like maybe 5 minutes after I texted you, I was like, oh, just kidding. Sorry.
Yeah, I didn't respond. I was like, I'm going to let her do what she's going to do. We'll see what happens. We'll see what ends up recorded. Then I changed my phone number, but I check my old phone about once every 3 or 4 days, and there was a picture of you with a chicken, the one remaining chicken.
I did, aww. Because I thought you would appreciate the story, and she's still going strong. Her name is Una, like one in Spanish, because she is the lone survivor.
Well, and you named her after everybody died? That's a weird time to name a chicken.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible, but you know, I feel like on tour, I can only manage one chicken, so maybe it was God's way of being like, girl, you can't manage six, so we're just gonna have the one. And my dogs love her. She thinks she's a dog. It's weird. It's a thing. But yeah, we've got one lone survivor.
You named her based on everybody that died.
Yeah. Well, the last time I came in here, I got like four new chickens and those all died. So it's just, I'm a horrible chicken owner. I really need to, Tractor Supply, they're going to be like, you cannot buy more chickens because you just let them die.
They shut her down.
Yeah. Put her name on a list. Yeah.
That's a pretty normal thing, right? Is the chickens
apparently
just going bye-bye.
If you live near woods.
Right. Yeah. Yes. We live out in the middle of nowhere. So yeah.
Taylor, what's up with you?
Not much, just momming.
Yeah, the
momming
last time
hard.
You guys had a song. It was just Maddie because you were mom. You're early momming.
I was early momming.
So this is the first time we've seen you in here since.
I know.
So I mean, how's your life different? Like, how are you feeling?
Oh Lord, nothing's the same. I used to live off like 12 hours of sleep a night, and now it's like 5, which I'll take it. But just loving being Layton's mom. She's the best little baby. She travels with us everywhere. And yesterday she was on her like third flight in 3 days. And now we're going on another flight today. And she's just like chilling along for the ride.
She doesn't cry. Her ears don't get all poppy. Because mine do. I do both. I cry and my ears get poppy.
Oh my gosh.
Me too.
Same.
No, she whines here and there. She does not like, she'll just get bored, you know, babies.
Yeah. Me too. Same. Oh, yeah. I'm just like her baby. Yeah. This is crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys have a new song every night, every morning.
Yes.
And so, I don't know, put me in the mental space to hear this. Like, what am I hearing and why am I hearing it?
So we wrote it with Jonathan Singleton and Brock Berryhill, two writers that we love. And I think Brock actually had the title Every Night, Every Morning. And this was in the middle of the pandemic. So it was like, I'm seeing you every night and every morning. So it felt really, I guess, present in the moment. Mm-hmm. And we love a good, like, love song. But also, I was really excited, being from Texas, to write something that felt like a two-stepping song, since that's, like, the big thing there. Like, we grow up two-stepping. Like, when you're, like, 2 years old, you learn how to. And that was always a dream of mine. And so we just kind of turned this little love song into a little Texas two-step.
So the album is out, Through the Madness, Volume 2. You guys go check it out.
All right. My cousin told me 3 years ago, get involved in your finances. It'll be empowering. I said, nope, that's my husband's strength, not mine. Well, then my divorce happened and I had no choice. I remember it was about a year ago exactly that I was on stage at my live podcast in Nashville raving about Rocket Money. It wasn't an endorsement. I was just a new fan, grateful for the help in managing my bills, budgets, and all things money with ease, because my cousin was right. It was empowering. Something else Rocket Money does, they help you manage your subscriptions. Yep, it's a personal finance app that will find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. It also monitors your spending, helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And it's pretty cool that Rocket Money has over 5 million users. That's a lot. I'm one of them. So you know you're in good hands if all these people are trusting their finances with Rocket Money. They have saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Like, cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/bones. That's rocketmoney.com/bones. Check them out. rocketmoney.com/bones.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, I think I can eat a piece of pizza in under 30 seconds. Or I know it'll take you over a minute to drink that entire 2 liter. If you have, you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Now, here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they have more or less of a certain stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and a whole bunch more. Track your picks, play against others for a shot to win huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use the code BONES for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's the code BONES, only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone, especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Crossport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Go! On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Maddie and Tay.
Their new album is out, Through the Madness, Volume 2. It is 8 tracks, and Every Night, Every Morning is on that project. And Volume 2, you didn't want to do a whole new name of a record? Continuation?
Continuation.
Yeah. It was also, we kind of manipulated it because we thought we were not going to get to put out all these songs. So we were like, if we name it Volume 1 and Volume 2, then our beautiful team has no choice but to put all of them out.
Strategy. Game of Thrones type stuff.
Oh, you know, right. Yeah,
really,
yeah.
Figuring it
Big
out.
Big brother.
Power move there.
For some reason, guys, and I feel comfortable doing this with you guys because I know you, but somebody sends me facts about you guys. We always are forwarded things, and I never use them.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're always super generic and lame.
Yeah.
But what I would like to do, I don't even know if they're true.
Okay,
so,
me neither.
Fun facts about Maddie. I'm going to give you four of them, and you can just tell me if they're true or false.
Okay, this is like
elaborate.
Two truths and a lie almost.
Yes, except I think they're all true.
Okay.
Number one, Maddie, when you're not making music, your favorite thing to do is gardening.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yeah, I'm really an old lady in my heart. I'm not as like cool as most 20-something year olds.
Okay. Maddie says her biggest fans are her mom and dad.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I would say your nieces and nephew.
Oh, yeah. They think I'm so cool.
There's one lie. All right. Maddie loves to dance.
I do. Seen these moves.
Okay. I haven't seen a move, but I'll be on the
list. I can get Houston real quick.
And then you play the mandolin?
I do play the mandolin. I haven't played her in a long time, but
right,
I need to bring her back out on tour.
4 for 4. So those facts are pretty
good. Yeah, that's pretty good facts.
Okay. Taylor, your favorite place to write music at... Well, this is a lame one. Is Nashville, Tennessee?
Well,
her favorite place to breathe is the town she lives. Okay.
Yeah.
Taylor, you started singing the national anthem at your brother's baseball games.
That is true. That is true.
That's like, where your tough, like, thick skin came from.
Yeah, I got booed off the stage one time at a Blue Jays and Orioles game.
There was a stage?
Or the field.
You did not get booed at a
baseball game. I did. Because I sang the Canadian national anthem and they were like, sing your own. And they booed me off the field.
It's like,
no,
damn, we want to go anyways.
I was like 14 or something.
Sing your
That's
own?
Crazy.
Yeah. Isn't that so rude that a grown adult?
I've always held
a
little grudge, but I do love Canadians. But yeah,
to Blue Jay fans?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have no idea. I'm not even going to get in the fight. That's crazy. They booed you.
I know.
Did you mess up the words?
No, I think they just didn't like me.
Oh, Canada.
I don't know it at all, so they can really boo me.
I love a good Canadian. I love it. Okay, finish the little blank here. Fill in the blank. And if you were not a musician, you would want to be a blank.
I don't know. Maybe like.
Oh, what'd you say, Maddie?
Marine biologist.
That's what's written down here. Marine biologist.
Yeah, for sure. If I had all the time in the world to go study that, that would be fun.
All right,
yeah.
This one is the weirdest one.
Okay.
And we're gonna end on this one. This is the weirdest one. You had something in the fifth grade. What was it? In the fifth grade.
I
don't even know how this
like
would be a fun
disease?
Fact. I'm not even going to say it. This happened in the fifth grade.
I won first chair in band.
Mm. No, that's pretty cool. That should have been it.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
This next one's kind of creepy. Okay, so no.
Go
creepier.
Oh.
Creepier?
Mm.
Your first kiss happened in fifth grade.
Oh, yeah. Why that's
fifth
true.
Fifth grade.
Would you ever bring that up,
behind the bleachers.
Y'all, my first kiss took a couple tries, like days. Like, it was just... In seventh or eighth grade, something like that.
Well, that's more normal than fifth.
It was one of those things where one of our friends was like, y'all should kiss. And then we kissed, and then we ran away from each other.
Okay.
Like, physically.
Same,
like,
my wife and I.
Ran.
Okay.
Same thing. Oh, my gosh.
Same thing happened, yes. But
What person would ever see that and go,
That's a fun fact about Jay.
Talk about your first kiss. Was it in fifth grade, Miss Johnston?
So that's right.
That is very weird.
One time we were like just goofy and tried to Google ourselves, and there are some bizarre questions on there.
If you look up Armadi and Tay, it says Armadi and Tay dating.
Yeah.
Well, this is something that
really
we do.
Confusing.
And you're leading me into it. The top five most Googled Maddie and Tay questions.
Oh, okay. Brother. Okay.
Number one, are Maddie and Tay sisters or friends?
Yes.
Friends. Okay, that's a good one. That's appropriate. That's nice.
How do Maddie and Tay know each other?
We met in Dallas 12 years ago through a vocal coach. I think that's everywhere, somewhere.
How did Maddie and Tay become famous?
I don't know. Are we famous? I don't think so.
I don't think famous,
you
but
are
just
famous.
Musicians,
you
I guess.
Are famous. How tall is Maddie of Maddie and Tay?
That is so random. I'm 5'2". But like, man, they must be like, wow, she's really short. So we need to Google how short she is.
And finally, is Tay related to Mason Dye from Stranger Things Season 4?
Is that really a Googled question?
It's literally the fifth one.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Are you?
Yeah, it's my brother.
We had to keep that secret.
Really?
What? Yeah, Jason.
Wait
and
a second.
Jason is Mason, my brother.
I didn't know that. I thought you were going to say no. That's how things get started.
No, we had to keep that secret.
Have you ever talked about that?
Yeah.
Okay. Say no, so this will be exclusive.
Yeah. I have no idea who
okay,
he is.
Okay, good.
But it was a 2-year secret. We couldn't, we knew Mason was going to be, the villain on
Stranger
Things.
Y'all seen it, right?
Yeah,
I haven't watched season one, but it's still cool.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I like season one a whole lot. I just never started back again.
Yeah.
But you see, so
it's a commitment.
Your brother's in Stranger Things season 4?
Yeah.
That's super cool.
I know.
Is he famous?
Yes.
Yes. He's going to, where is he going? South America?
Peru.
Well, you guys said you weren't famous, so you have a weird definition of fame, because obviously you are, but that's why I'm like, is he famous in your mind?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't feel famous.
I don't either.
And I hope that I never do, because I feel like that's got to get weird, you know?
Yeah. Mm.
Like, that has to be weird for you.
Well, you are, guys. Let's not be. So here's what I'm going to say. The album is out, Through the Madness, Volume 2. It's out. You guys go listen to it. Go stream it like crazy. You guys are also headlining the CMT Next Women of Country Tour. And so you got a bunch of shows there, right? That's still happening?
Yes.
Anybody with you on this tour?
Yes.
Sasha and Abby Cohn are lovely openers.
Good.
Yeah. They are amazing, amazing women. I'm so thankful that we get to kind of take them under our wing for this tour. Mm-hmm. But we're having some fun times. I can't wait until we have a wine night. That's on my bucket list for the tour.
Yeah.
All the way to the end of October. They're all over from Oklahoma City, Dallas, Houston, Boston, New York. If you listen to us, you can go to one of these shows for sure. They'll be everywhere. Okay, Maddie and Tay, great to see you guys.
Let me
end with this. I don't know if this is an awkward question or not, so I like to end on any question that could be awkward.
Oh, love it.
How do we feel about Girl in the Country song?
How do we feel about it?
Mm-hmm.
I honestly was expecting to be sick of playing it by now, but I love it more now than I did then, because I didn't realize how ballsy and screw everything that's happening in our genre. And now I'm like, damn, we were some bolt. And also I'm like, I'm glad that no one hated us. I mean, there was a couple people.
But
just the guts to do that, I think I have an appreciation. But we were so naive.
I would like to reproduce it. That's how I feel about it.
What about it now? Do you feel, because
it's too slick, the production? I mean, it's real. We got to produce our first record with Dan Huff, which is freaking incredible. But now that we are really involved in the production, I would love to grunge it up a little bit.
Yeah, me too.
I like your answer. I thought you may go we don't want to play this song forever because we were kids and it was, but okay.
We feel that way, but our fans don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's sometimes.
Oh, I still like the song. I play it all the time. I'll be at home and I'll be like, where's my jam? So you don't look at it on the set list and go, oh, I got to play it again?
No, I'm like, I don't know. I'm still really proud of it. Now, I will say maybe 3 years ago, my answer would have been different, where I would have been like, oh my gosh, we made too many people mad and just caused too much crap. And now I'm like, no, I'm glad that we did that. It needed to be done. And then there was a big shift. I don't think it was just us. I think there were so many other artists that kind of were like, hey, this thing we're doing in country music is lame and it's not relevant anymore. We need to. And now all the songs are about girls and I'm into that.
Yeah. Well, I like the answer.
Thanks.
You just answered it at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to save and this is an even more awkward one. Fifth grade, right? I'm just kidding.
Just me smooching it up.
I'm not doing it. All right, there they are. Maddie and Tay, everybody. Thank you, guys. See you soon. A quick reset. Amy's daughter went to a Dunkin' Donuts right as it was closing. I said, hey, I know you're closing. What about them donuts? And they gave them to her.
And yeah, so, they were just going to throw them out.
Yeah, we talked about it on the show, and Lunchbox went and tried it. And they said, no, we're not giving it to you.
Yeah, cameras. We'll get in trouble.
And then Lunchbox had a theory that
either she lied and she bought them, or B, she never went and got donuts. She went somewhere else.
Oh.
Wait, wow. But didn't she have donuts?
Yes.
Yes.
But Amy never saw the donuts.
I never saw them because we didn't get home.
Exactly.
Okay.
She ate them, and I was somewhere else and then saw her later. It was 7 p.m. on a Friday night. We didn't
see. So she has a message for Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Okay, here it is.
Hey, Lunchbox. Sorry you didn't get a free donut. Probably because you weren't as cute as us.
That's true.
That is true. I said that too.
Yeah. I mean,
you're like an adult, middle-aged man going, hey, can I get a free donut?
And yeah. I asked her if it was a male or a female that gave them the donuts, and she said it was a woman. So it might have been the same woman that Lunchbox
was. She looked like the manager.
Now he's upset. Okay, so there's the update there. Mm-hmm. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
There's a website that's looking for an experienced road rager to...
Eddie!
Here we go.
Eddie!
No, I'm busy.
To participate in a study that they're doing. And they'll pay the person $4,000.
Okay.
They're going to put you in several driving simulations, and you have to keep a diary on your reactions, and it's called vehiclefreak.com.
2 p.m., angry. 2.05 p.m., guy cut me off. Angry. 2.10, guy didn't do anything, don't like his car. Angry. That's Eddie's all his journal entries.
There's only one position available, so they're really looking for someone that's aggressive, confrontational, and reckless.
Eddie's not like that in real life.
No.
That's not me on the road either.
You are out of your mind.
There are just certain things that trigger
me. That's rage. That's road rage. That's what serial killers say.
If I did this, they would be bored. They'd be like, oh, this guy. I mean,
I don't want to kill him. Just certain things trigger him. Oh, you're okay. Not guilty. No, okay. Guilty of it. All right,
Eddie,
what else?
Own it. Own it. Okay, I have some tips. If you're someone that is late to everything, you can do these things and it'll help get you there on time.
A, leave on time. B, get dressed on time. C, plan ahead.
Yep.
D, be responsible. Done.
You should put up an article.
Yeah, done. What do they say?
Well, it says get in the habit of planning your day the night before, like as much as you possibly can. You do that, right? Don't you lay out your clothes?
Lay out my clothes. I do that so I don't wake my wife up in the morning. Like, so what do I want? And then I'm also very colorblind. So I go like, does this match while she's awake? And then all my calendar's laid out. I do have a calendar. I know exactly what I'm going to, and I even know travel times. So yes.
That's on here too. Don't forget about transition or travel time, because some people are like, oh, I got something at 2:30, so that'll be done at 3, so I'll book something else at 3. And you're like, wait, transition
gotta
time
get there. Yep.
Yes. You need to overestimate as well. Build in some wiggle room to your schedule and then stop trying to cram in just one more thing. Mm. I do that. Just one more thing.
You guys do that?
Oh, yeah.
One more thing, so you guys do it.
Let me mow the lawn real quick before I leave.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
That's an hour.
Let me watch 10 more minutes of this show, and then I can understand. I do that.
Okay. All right, what else?
So a couple came home from a Garth Brooks concert with a newborn baby because Garth straight up put her into labor.
I'm surprised he didn't deliver it on stage.
On stage.
And then... name it Little G and then pay for its college.
Yeah. The couple went, obviously, she didn't want to miss Garth. And she said she did feel a few pains during the concert, but she was so into the music that she didn't really think that it was actual labor.
I've been
and
there.
And then when she left, they...
Mine was the Indian food before the Garth show, but I felt a few pains.
Dang it.
Yeah. So she left for the concert pregnant. And the next time they came home, it was with a baby.
All right. It's a good story.
Mm-hmm. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's this kid, David. He's 12 years old now, but when he was only 18 months old, he was diagnosed with this rare form of cancer. Well, they were able to do chemo, radiation, and he beat the cancer. But he, now at 12, knows what it's like to be a kid that has been in the hospital a lot. So he started his own nonprofit, David's Toy Project, where he's been raising money and having lemonade sales and all these different things to bring in funds to go shopping for toys to drop off at the hospital for kids.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's 12 and he has his own nonprofit.
Pretty cool. And you know, been through a lot.
Yeah. And for his parents to come alongside and support him and help it officially get set up. Because the first year he did it, he just raised $1,000, which was a lot, but it wasn't a nonprofit. Then he went on to raise more money and then realized, wait, I have something here. I want to be a 501c3.
Yeah, he's got drive. Mm-hmm. And obviously, He's got a lot of heart because he cares about these kids, and he's a lot of perspective because it's happened to him.
And it really picks up in the month of September because it happens to be Pediatric Cancer Awareness Month.
It's an awesome story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
On the phone, it's Tessa from Orange, Texas. Tessa, how are you this morning?
I'm good. Good morning, guys.
Ooh, almost.
Yeah, that's close.
Almost, Tessa.
Good morning, studio.
Morning. Yeah, she got right in the phone. She yelled that one long and proud. Hey, Tessa, so I'm going to remind the show who you are. Tessa came on and played Two Truths and a Lie, and she lost.
Oh.
I did.
Yeah, but just so people know that this show is legit, it's not a scam or scheme. That's not why Amy fell for the show. She's in it naturally, organically. Tessa got her money even as a loser, right, Tessa?
I did. I received my check on Monday.
And how much was it?
It was for $1,250.
And that's a week. Wow. Yeah. She had a week ago. And that's a check that is for the person who didn't even win.
Yeah.
Tessa, did you lose both times or what happened there?
Oh, thanks for rubbing it in. I did.
Yeah.
I lost on the first one for $5,000, and then I thought it was over. And then when I got the second call that I was in the running for the $40,000, that was a big surprise, a big shock. And so I made it really good in that round all the way up into me and another contestant, and I lost. And so I thought it was over, and then I found out I still won $1,250. So I was really surprised about that, and it was good.
Did you go back and listen to the segments, and how hard was it to hear yourself lose, knowing the answer already?
It was very difficult. I have listened to parts of it. I haven't listened to the whole thing because it'll still haunt me if I let it, because it just came down to one answer. And when you listen to the show for 10 years, you really feel like that I know you and I know you guys, you know, everybody at the studio, and then to miss a question, it just stunk.
Do you remember the question you missed, Tessa, for that $40,000?
Yes.
What was it?
It was about you hosting an alternative rock station with some crazy name, and if it would have been sports, I'd have been 100%, you know, I knew for sure, but I didn't think you had done it because you hadn't talked about it, and apparently you have. I should have known. You do everything, so.
I had hosted an alternative show for a while under the name Slappy the Wonder Boy.
Yes.
And she didn't know that.
I did not.
And so she lost $40,000.
Oh.
But that's not why we're here. She won
$1,250. Yeah.
She got that money in the mail. And what are you going to do with that $1,250?
Okay, well, that's where I need y'all's help.
Okay.
So I could be a responsible adult and use it to pay towards bills and things like that. Or I could use it towards some things for myself. Maybe there's some new workout equipment that just launched that it would be make a nice down payment for that, or maybe a little trip. I don't have enough to buy an island lunchbox, so that's out. But what do you guys think I should do with it?
Okay, around the room very quickly. Amy.
Okay, I say you go half spend on yourself, half towards your bills.
Eddie.
This was money that she wasn't going to expect to have, so just treat yourself.
Yeah, that mindset gets you in trouble. 75% bills, 25% fun. But make sure you do something for fun with it.
Oh, my goodness.
Because you have to pay the bills, and it's costing you more money if you don't.
That's why you work, though,
especially,
man.
Especially if you have interest.
Oh, okay.
You know? Yeah. Didn't you just get out of debt?
Yeah, I did. But, man, this is extra income that just popped up. You enjoy that money.
Lunchbox?
It's easy. Don't buy the workout equipment. You'll never use it. Don't pay the bills. You were going to pay those off. You had a plan for that anyway. Take a trip. Reward yourself. Go relax, take your family, get out of town.
And Tessa, basically, in this one segment, that's how we all live our lives right there.
Uh-huh.
That, with all of our answers, that's each of us individually. So do whatever you feel good about. I appreciate you listening to the show, and I'm glad you got the money. And hopefully we can do something again soon, okay? Okay, there she is. She's already hung up and on the trip.
She's buying the...
Oh, there she is. All right, Tessa, hey, good to talk to you.
All right, y'all have a great day.
All right, bye-bye. All right, let's go over to Amy and get in the morning corny.
The morning corny.
Who lives in the scary 100-acre woods?
Who lives in the scary 100-acre woods?
Winnie the Boo.
Huh.
That was the morning corny.
I don't get the 100-acre woods. Is that
That's where Winnie the Pooh lives.
I thought he lived in, like, Nottingham
or something.
That's
where he hangs out. No.
Yeah, I thought so,
or
too.
Scranton. I don't know.
No, that's Cram. The office.
Oh, or Deathly Hallows. I don't know.
Huh.
Winnie the Boo. Okay. Mm-hmm. But the context is pretty funny.
Okay.
I like that. Or what loving cartoon is actually only scary in Halloween, at Halloween?
Mm.
Winnie the Boo.
Okay.
Something like that. For us dum-dums that don't get the Winnie the Pooh jokes.
Okay.
You know? All right, that's what's up. That's the morning corny. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Americans love getting promotional swag. It could be, I don't even want to say anything of what it could be. But we love, like, we got free stuff. We go crazy for free stuff. I don't care if it's 4XL. We go crazy.
Yeah. I love it.
The big, big shirts.
I mean, I used to fill out credit card applications just to get the free shirt.
Oh, my gosh.
So here we are. We're going to play the Bobby Feud. Top 10 free items we love to get from companies. Basically, the swag. We rolled the dice. Eddie's first. Eddie, what's your first answer?
Ooh, I could run this one, boys. Here we go. The first one, obviously the XL, triple XL t-shirts.
Show me t-shirts. That's correct. 1 point. Number one answer.
And you know I love them because I wear them every day. Give me a hat.
Show me a hat. And number four is hats.
Man, we love free tickets to anything. Is it a ball game? Is it a concert? Is it just whatever, an event? Give me free tickets.
Eddie says free tickets.
What?
Not really swag.
I mean, that was absolutely one of the greatest answers I've ever heard.
Thank you. Not really swag.
Wait, was that a compliment?
You can win tickets, but that's not really like promotional items.
They don't have swag.
Dang.
Like, you can't go to the grocery store and then
stop it.
Like, here's another exit.
sorry.
Amy.
Okay. Well, a koozie.
Yep.
I had that.
A koozie?
Yeah.
Okay. Show me a koozie.
What? That's crazy. I love you getting a koozie.
Lunchbox?
Oh, yeah. Give me a cup, baby. I want to drink that.
Or the cup. Come
on, baby.
Lunchbox says, a cup. That'll be a mug or a cup.
Yep. He's going to win this.
Because it's awesome.
It's all his
everything he has.
Yes.
Guys, man, where are my keys? You know what I need for my keys?
Mm-hmm.
A keychain.
Right.
What does he need for his keys? A keychain. Is that on there?
Oh, wow. Shot.
What?
Incorrect.
Nice. Check that list.
Back over to you, Eddie.
Okay.
We're talking about swag, free merchandise from companies. What do Americans love to get for free? Go ahead.
We love bags. A bag with a company name on it.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's good.
Yeah, show them a bag.
Yeah!
That's your number six answer.
Woo!
Good.
Okay, I'm in trouble
here. A poll of 2,000 adults revealed that we love free promo products.
Man, when I was a kid, I used to love going to football games, and they would throw out balls with a company name on it.
Balls. Show Eddie balls.
No balls. No balls.
No balls. I shouldn't have gone balls.
Yeah, Amy.
Okay. I love to get a free sample of whatever the company has.
No,
let's go ahead and buzz
maybe.
It. That's like
no.
Tickets.
Why not samples?
That's as bad as tickets.
Okay, no, it's not.
Yes, it was.
No. If it's a cheese company and they're passing out cheese samples,
it's
I want
swag,
one.
That's not swag, guys. I got swag, and you know
what
I like?
What?
Man, it's bright outside. Oh, ah! Give me sunglasses.
Oh, that's great.
Sunglasses. Okay, show me that.
Of course you can get
number
that.
Number seven is sunglasses. There are only four answers left here. Right now, Eddie's still in the lead, 11-10.
Man, what else do you... Oh, man.
T-shirts, mugs or cups, sunglasses, tote bags, hats. All that's off the board. Lunchbox, what do you got?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you go to an event, it's really hot outside. Give me a fan.
That's a pretty good one. Like you...
Hot.
Or those little spinny ones, too. Lunchbox wants to see fan. Show him fan.
Oh, yes! That's it.
One more round.
I got it. I got a lot of them now.
Like what?
Like a pen. How many times do you go and you get that little pen? Click, click, click. Oh, look, it's got the bank name on it.
I had that, but I thought fan was on there. I thought I was going big. I was going 10.
All right, is pen on there?
Yeah!
Number two. Only four answers remain.
Okay, now I'm on a roll. Especially these days, hand sanitizer. Then you get hand sanitizer, you look at it. Look at that. It's the bank again.
The bank's on everything.
I mean, everything.
I've not seen a company with a company name of hand sanitizer.
I have.
Thank you, Bones.
Yeah, I have. Show me sanitizer.
Right.
It's not right.
I'm on a roll.
It's not right,
I'm
but
on a roll.
I have seen that one. Amy, you don't have any points.
Correct.
But you still can win because...
Okay.
8, 9, and 10 are all there.
Okay. A towel.
I had that.
Yeah, I did too.
A towel.
What?
Hey, scoreless Amy.
Amy went 0 for the whole game.
Wow.
Lunchbox, here's the situation. You need is one of these four remaining and you win.
Let's go.
But if he gets three of the one?
No.
If I just get any of them, Eddie, it's over.
Because you have 13, he has 10.
Oh, okay.
The number 5, 8, 9, and 10
answers
are on
the board. So can he talk through what he has or no?
I don't care what he does.
You want me to talk through it?
Why not?
This is what I got written down. Nothing.
Oh, wow. You're the free guy, though.
Yes, Eddie, I understand I'm free. I like free things, but I am trying to think of what people give for free that's
fun. Phone a friend. I think I have it.
No, there's no phone a friend in this game.
Hey, Ms. Zero, I'm not phoning you. I promise you that.
Be sure to phone a friend who got none right.
Let me tell you, Ms. Zero, I'm not phoning you. But man, when we're at the park and we like to have fun, you're at a festival, you want to throw the frisbee. You want the toy.
Okay.
The kids love the frisbee and the toys they give out with their name on them.
Pretty good. Yeah. I've seen frisbees with
company
names on
it. Sure.
For the win, because if you hear ding, he wins. If you hear he loses and Eddie wins.
Hey, Bobby, throw me that frisbee. Got it. That's the win.
Okay. Show him frisbee.
What?
Yes.
I love getting the frisbee.
Oh, man.
So here we go. At number five, water bottles.
Of course.
Oh, I thought that was...
lots of water bottles.
Stupid.
At number eight, hoodies.
That's what I was going to... That was my photo friend.
You idiot. You wear free hoodies
every
day.
I've never seen a company give me a hoodie for free.
But you have hoodies all the time.
Yeah, but no company has given me one.
I'm pretty sure you've worn free ones.
Now you made him mad.
You forget.
You need nicer companies to go out and
jeez.
Beg. Number nine, a phone case.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that either.
And at number 10, a flashlight.
Ooh.
Okay.
No lanyard? Huh.
I don't know that swag.
Hey, Ms. Zero,
I think you
no,
wear that
lanyard?
And show
no,
your name
no,
tag
no,
at a convention.
No.
Amy, this is the worst game you've ever played.
You really struggled today.
Except
Amy's asking for the weirdest free stuff from companies.
Okay.
You know, going into the weekend, before we went to Las Vegas, we were talking about kind of what our jobs were. And I said, hey, I'm going to be, you know, on for the CW introducing Morgan Wallen. And with me will be The Miz and Kristen Cavallari. Now, Kristen Cavallari from Laguna Beach fame.
Yeah.
And The Miz from, well, what I know him from is he had a show on USA Network right next to mine. I'd always see him in promos. And he's a wrestler, although I don't watch as much. I mean, I guess I don't watch wrestling at all anymore, but used to love it. And then he was on Real World, apparently. Back
yeah, Real
the,
World, back to New York.
So, you know, I never know how somebody's going to be before I meet him. Nice, not nice, busy. Sometimes there are so many, like, middle famous people there that are basically trying to like outdo each other, because if somebody's super famous, they're usually pretty cool. They don't give a crap because they're like, I made it. I don't need to prove anything. But The Miz is famous. I didn't realize it until I kind of got into it. He's got like 4 million Instagram followers.
Wow.
He's got a reality show on USA Network. He's one of the big wrestlers. Like, people really know who he is. And so I was like, oh man, I hope this guy's cool. And so I didn't see him until, I don't know, a couple hours before we were supposed to do this. And I just walked into this room and he was standing there, and I wasn't going to go up to him and just be like, hey buddy, I'm Bobby. You know, I needed a reason. Oh, I didn't have to. He came up to me. It was super cool. And he goes, hey Bobby, how's it going? And I didn't know what to call him. Mike, The Miz. So I just said, hey man. So he said, hey, how is it? And he immediately asked me about Dancing with the Stars. And I forgot he did it the season right after me. And he told me he had watched a lot of my dances because he didn't know how to dance either. And he was like, I watched how you did it. And he was like quoting, he was like, when you ran into the crowd, and I was like, dude, I didn't know what I was doing. He was like, that was the greatest part about it. And so we kind of hit it off and we were talking about USA Network. But I look over, we'd been talking for 5, 6, 7 minutes for a long time. And I see Lunchbox just like, I don't know how Lunchbox got there. He just appeared. Like he had been following The Miz all through the building. I don't know. I just look over and Lunchbox is like just standing there like a runner at a starting line, just ready to fire off. And he's just looking and looking. But I'm actually in a pretty good normal human conversation with this guy.
So annoying.
And I was like, man, this dude's pretty cool. We're talking about real life stuff. And I just see Lunchbox and I know I got to take one for the team and not hang out with The Miz and go ahead and introduce Lunchbox to The Miz. And so how long did it feel like I was talking to you?
Probably 20 minutes. I was like, hello, the whole point of this interaction.
It wasn't the whole point.
No, in
he
my
came
head.
Up to me.
Stop.
Okay.
In my head.
This is his head. Yeah.
I was like, Bobby, the only reason you are talking to him right now is to introduce him to me. And I kept trying to, I was moving my head left and right, trying to get in your sight, line of vision, whatever you call it.
Yeah, like periphery.
Yeah, and I was like, and I was trying to make noises. I did a couple, like, claps. I did a couple everything. And Bobby just kept talking and talking. I'm like, Bobby, you never talked to anybody this long. What are you doing?
I never talked to anybody that long. What was I doing? Just enjoyed the conversation. And so I do see Lunchbox over there. Did you caw me?
Oh, I caw.
I felt like I heard something. I
did a lot.
And I'm like, okay. His face was red because he was like, it's all building up. And so I found a natural point to end the conversation because The Miz and I were going to be together later. And I said, hey, man, do you mind if I introduce you to somebody?
Oh, yeah. And I was
and
ready.
I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what Lunchbox was going to do.
I was going to play it cool.
Like, was he going to? Right.
Yeah, but then the buildup, like, you were taking for long.
I know.
Like, if you would have introduced me right away, I think I'd have been cool.
Nope, no chance. So, here is Lunchbox.
It was awesome.
Did you just caw me again?
It was great, man. I have not listened back to this, so I wonder if I seemed as cool as in my head as I did to him.
This whole clip is 1 minute long.
Yeah, well, we'll tell you.
He's talking to The Miz, but he has his phone up, like recording the whole time.
I'm videoing it, man.
So this is set. We're there. We're in a hallway. I say, hey, Mike, I want to introduce you to Lunchbox. And I couldn't even say who Lunchbox was in my life before Lunchbox is like right on him. Okay, hit it.
Hi, this is
Caitlin.
Hi, Mike. Nice to meet you.
Oh my God.
And this is my friend.
The Miz!
What's up, man?
Sorry. How are you? Hey, dude, I've been a fan since we're back to New York, baby. Let's go.
I didn't realize. I was just talking to Bobby, and literally he was like, yeah, blah, 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 blah. And then you're just like, let's go!
Yes,
like a Tom Brady or something.
I've been waiting to see. No, when I heard he was going to introduce with you and we worked together, I was like, oh, sorry. It's the Miz.
The guy just yelled at him. Yelled at him. Basically just said, you're being too loud.
Do you want to try?
You want to know who's
on Real World with? Kevin Dunn, Rachel, Malik. All of them. The girl from Chicago, the
Mike. I'm sorry, buddy.
I can't remember.
Rachel. Love that it went from here to here.
But he still wild about
that. Yeah, I got
in trouble. But you know, I'll tell you. So I'm just glad to see that, you know, like, I want to be on the Real World so bad. I'm just glad. I know.
And it keeps going. But here's what I want to say. The reason we had to stop, they were recording. It was like some big artist was recording an interview, and Lunchbox is like, The Miz! So in the back is some clip. I don't know who it was. Halsey? I don't know. You hear, The Miz! But he was super nice, and Lunchbox did his deal there, and they asked me to save The Miz.
Oh,
or Mike.
Really?
Yeah, I'll call him the Miz.
I mean, Bobby did come back in and go, hey.
It felt like a girl at a club. Like when one of your friends, it's a girl at the club, is getting bothered by some weirdo, and you got to go in and like dance and save him and block him out. I was laughing at Lunchbox, although he was a little intense. I was laughing. But one of the Miz's group, who was super nice, normal folks, they were like, ooh. And I was like, do you want me to save him? And they were like, please, would you? And then I kind of just had to, all right, guys, Miz has got to go.
Yeah, I came over and like pulled the Miz out of the situation. I was like, man.
I gave you as long as I could.
I know, but I got a question. Like, when you were with him later on, did he say anything about me?
You guys didn't go on a date, bro.
He'd be like, hey, man, that dude was cool.
What he did say afterward.
Oh.
Because he said he had to go, but really we left. But him and I both left to talk in the hall again.
Oh.
I was like, hey, man. I was like, hey, man, sorry about that. He goes, man, I'm in wrestling. I get crazy like that all the time. Something like that.
There you go, Lunchbox. Yeah. You're like a normal fan.
Yeah, wow, man, that's cool.
He liked you.
So, definitely not a friend.
Yeah, you were nice. It was just very intense. You came on strong.
Well, that's how he is. He's intense.
That's his character.
No, him and I were just giving a little chat. It was nothing. But he liked you.
Yes, good.
Yeah, he liked you. He liked
I wonder if he followed me. Let me check.
He followed me on Instagram.
No, really?
I don't think he followed
me. Lunchbox is going to be so jealous.
Let me go look at his Instagram. But I didn't tag him anything yet.
Lunchbox. He follows me, Jimmy Allen.
Go to the L's. The Lunchbox?
Well, Tom Brady, The Rock. No, none? No Lunchbox?
Oh,
maybe he forgot.
I'll send him a DM. Say, hey, dude, you forgot to follow me.
Say, remember me?
No, don't.
I will.
He did compare you to Tom Brady, though.
Yeah, he did. He gave me a pretty good compliment. A lot of people do think I'm Tom Brady when I have long hair.
No, that's not what he said.
What?
Okay. Well, anyway.
Wow, he did follow you. Not cool, man.
Bobby's Big Stories.
Rihanna's going to headline the 2023 Super Bowl halftime show on February 12th. Taylor Swift was asked, but turned it down because she wants to finish re-recording her first 6 albums first. So it will be Rihanna. I think it'll be fine. It's always fine. It's always pretty good. It's never something. It has to be something broad. And everybody kind of likes Rihanna, or at least some of her songs.
Yeah.
So it has to be something very broad because it's a very broad event. So it'll be fine. I'm sure she'll have some cool people on there with her.
Yeah.
And it'll be cool.
It'll be good.
The end. The thing is, some people will go, well, why don't they put a country artist on? They did. Shania has done it. I think that's it.
Garth has never done it?
He sang the national anthem before Super Bowl once, and he held the whole Super Bowl up.
Yeah, I remember that. That's a good story.
He was I don't remember.
Well, because he wanted We Shall Be Free, right?
That's the song. It.
He wanted him to show the whole video before the Super Bowl, and he was going to sing the national anthem. And they were like, I don't think so. And he goes, okay, well, I'm not going to sing it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And so they
it's
went
a stalemate.
And they went into the crowd, and they asked Bon Jovi, hey, is there any chance maybe you would sing this, John Bon Jovi, in case we needed you? And so, in the end, they showed the video.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty baller.
That's awesome.
That's pretty baller. That's pretty cool. But again, they don't put a country artist there for the most part because most people in America don't listen to country or don't even like country.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Right? So, that's why. Most people be like, I'm turning this off. But Rihanna, somebody who is generally known and somebody likes a couple of her songs, they'll put on some other artists in the middle. You know, they could throw someone on like a Marin, or something that's got some pop crossover, or Rascal Flatts at one point.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's not going to be a country artist. Was there one back in the day, Mike? 1994. Here we go.
Come on.
1994.
Diamond Rio.
In Atlanta, Georgia. It was Clint Black, Tanya Tucker, Travis Tritt, and the Judds, a rockin' country Sunday.
Oh, that's wow. Cool. That's
pretty cool. Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Morgan, what year were you born?
1993.
She remembers it. Like,
She was one.
So Rihanna will be headlining it. That's news. It's fine, though. Whatever. Netflix announces the return of a new season of You, which people love that show. I watched the first season. I didn't hate it, but I didn't like it enough to go back for season two.
Is he the stalker?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then he like gets...
It's more than that, but yeah.
Yeah. There's some storyline. I followed up just by reading spoilers, but I haven't really watched it. I guess I Cliff's Notes it just to see what's been going on. But that is from Deadline. That show, season four, will take place in London, and it will premiere in February of next year. Experts are warning that in 20 years, Miami could disappear.
Oh, no.
What?
Like just float away?
Scientists are seeing the sea level increasing at a dramatic rate. They have issued a warning that if we don't act soon, coastal cities and towns will disappear. The researchers say a few decades from now, downtown Miami will be underwater. Miami needs to be investing in bigger seawalls, upgrading sewage systems, and possibly raising roads.
Wow. Dang.
That is from the University of Miami. Also in the news... Three sheriff's office employees are out after staging wrestling matches with inmates.
I mean,
that's kind of funny.
So sounds fun.
Yeah, but it's you can't do that.
Yeah, let's read more into this before I go. LOL. One Fairfield County sheriff's deputy was fired, and two corrections officers resigned following a late June incident in which they were wrestling with inmates on the second shift. He said corrections officers Kyle Archibald, Deputy Sean Pettit, and Corrections Officer Landon Talbot staged matches with three inmates. There were no injuries, and they were purely consensual, and the inmates and employees shook hands after. Well, there you go.
I mean, that sounds fun.
They shook hands and hugged.
And it sounds like an activity for...
I'm kidding. By the way, you can't do that.
You know, bonding.
It's subordinate. You can't.
But you know, like in Texas, they used to do like Texas rodeos, you know, or football games where it'd be like guards versus inmates. Like they could do this as an event. An official event.
But it wasn't official.
Right, no, that's where they messed up, I know.
Yeah. The corrections officer, Kayla Doss, was given a 10-day unpaid suspension as part of the incident for failing to report it. Quote, in 30 years, I thought I'd seen about everything. I saw the video and I said, you got to be kidding.
Oh, man.
So I don't know whether the employees, took the bait from the inmates. I don't know. I couldn't get a direct answer. That is from the Lancaster Eagle Gazette.
Well, who won? Do we know?
Mm-mm.
Dang.
Mm-mm. It doesn't say, did the Miz compete? Screen time can be good for a young brain.
Yeah.
Watching TV with your child can boost their cognitive development, a study finds. Parents can make watching TV beneficial. Researchers found that a parent is present to answer questions and talk with a kid while they watch TV about what they're watching on TV can help development. So I guess what they're saying is don't just give them an iPad and go, see you in 7 hours, kid.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
If you can sit and watch and talk about what they're watching, if it's something that's important, or even a kid's show, if they're teaching something. You know, Dora, she's all about cool stuff.
Yeah, she's exploring.
Backpack, 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 backpack.
But then there has to be rules for like, hey, now we're doing a family movie time. No questions. Because my son will ask.
No, that's the opposite of this.
I know. But
you're doing the opposite of this.
Yeah, but
you're like, I don't want you to ask me anything.
Well, when you're trying to enjoy a movie and then you got like one kid that just asks questions the whole time. Oh.
I got one of those, Amy.
I know.
That's from the Daily Mail. American Airlines passenger pummels a flight attendant after he was refused a cup of coffee and faces up to 20 years in prison after being charged with assault. So the incident transpired on flight 377 to LAX. That's Los Angeles on Wednesday, and everybody on the plane saw the guy get pulled off the plane because the cops are there waiting for him. Upon arriving at the airport, the guy was detained, and that's it. He's going to jail, I guess. I mean, put him away. Don't be punching a flight attendant in the air.
Over coffee.
No, over anything.
Again, in the air. Like, what's happening? Yeah. Don't be doing that crap. So there you go. The end of cyber flashing, question mark. Instagram's developing a tool to protect users from receiving unsolicited nude photos in their direct messages.
Good.
I get these oddly.
You guys do?
I do sometimes, yeah. It's a wiener always.
What, really?
It's always dudes being funny.
Which is scary when you think of kids that have Instagram. Totally. This is good. This is good.
I just think of me and I'm like, what? Like, well, there are times where it's like, hey, big fan. And I'm like, let me see what they think about the show. Oh, my God. Oh.
Big fan? Yeah, and that's what, like, they sent you?
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes they're a big fan. They're like, why would you send me that?
Okay. But like a few weeks ago, Caitlin Bristow was doing a live and she was bringing in different fans that were watching and she brought in someone and he did that on the live. Traumatized everybody on the live.
Hey, there was something called chat roulette I used to get on back in the day.
Oh, boy.
And you would get on this thing and the idea of it was you just push a button, boop, send you to somebody else. You could talk with them. They could be all over the world. Just roulette. It just turned into ding-dong roulette.
Oh,
you would
gosh.
Go, boop, doop, yep, ding-dong, okay. Boop, doop, ding-dong. That story's from the Daily Mail. The two-door Jeep Wrangler is so hot right now, customers are paying about 25% over the listing price to get
wow.
it.
Wow.
Insane.
Like, they're going in and going, it's almost like the housing market at times you would hear about. You couldn't even get a house because people were going over. And so that's what's up. The two-door Jeep Wrangler, I guess I haven't seen it or I don't care that much. And also, I'd want four doors.
You don't want four doors?
No, I do. I would
oh, you
want
do.
Four
Me
doors.
Too. Yeah, exactly.
But people love it. That's from Fox News. They're paying over 25% more than it's listed to get it. And then finally, most people want to get on the exact time and flight that they're booked, regardless of if they get free money or not. I was thinking about this because I'll come on and go, oh, anybody wants to be delayed 4 hours? We'll give you a certain amount of dollars. Who will do it? I've only ever done it once. And I did it for $350. And I was by myself. And so I was like, you know what? What I have to lose? Just, I was hungry. I was like, I'll sit for a... It was a voucher for a flight and $350.
Wow.
And I was like, I could really use that. And so I did. What's the amount of money that you will stay back for, Amy?
Oh, a flight voucher and $350 sounds pretty good.
But what do you, though? Like, it sounds good, yes, but
okay.
What do you?
Let's make it $500. Maybe, yeah. If I could be at the airport and get work done and I had stuff and it wasn't hours and hours, I'd do $500, 4 hours max.
$500? Oh, you're giving terms and conditions.
Wow, yes. It's like a contract.
And I
for
get
Amy.
To go and have to pay for my lunch. I want my steak with blue cheese. Uh-huh. Eddie?
Man, I would have to barter like for an international flight. You know, something that's going to be really worth it.
But they don't have, you can't just go any.
What if it's
you
can Southwest?
Go anywhere in the world.
Yeah, you're that's go. What I want. I want.
No, like, they're not going to do that.
Oh, well then, no.
I need money.
I rarely book a flight. The reason I book is because I have to be back at that time.
That's
I
don't, everybody.
But yeah, Eddie, you'll have a reason to not have to go home and take care of the kids.
Yeah.
Well, that's
you
true.
You can hide out at the airport.
Eddie pays them. Hey, man, if you could bump me, I'll give you $100.
Okay, I changed my mind. I'll do that.
How much money, Lunchbox?
$250.
That's it?
Wow.
Got to be delayed a couple hours? No problem.
According to a new survey, most Americans say anything less than $750 isn't worth being bumped from a flight.
Oh.
If people are forced due to weather, that's a different story, obviously. But they're like, if I'm going to be asked to stay and do it on my own, I need $750. But yes, Eddie, everybody books that flight because of the time they have to get.
Right.
Eddie's like, no, man. I'll book a flight because that's where I want to go.
Yeah.
No, but I'm
we're
saying.
Like, yes, that's why we book flights.
I've never been like, oh, I can stay till Wednesday. Like, no.
No, it's not a whole day. It's
just hours.
I want to get home.
There you go. That's the news.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
Probably around noon today, there will be a new episode of 25 Whistles, which is our sports podcast. And he's a sports guy, but he was talking about mental health. Jay Glazer was on with us. Amy, do you know who he is?
No.
Bald dude. He was in with The Rock on the show Ballers.
Okay.
Do you know who that is?
I know who he is now.
You do?
I didn't voice his name, but I know who he is now.
So he goes on TV on Fox NFL every Sunday, and he has panic attacks before he goes. He read a whole book about it. Wow. He has panic attacks every time.
Because, man, I'm great in chaos. I suck in calm. So as I'm talking to you on Sundays, every time, that first segment, I'm having an anxiety attack, and I call it wrestling with my abuser. So what I do now when I get woken up in the middle of the night by it or I have a really bad day, I will call four friends and tell them, man, I am freaking struggling today. I just got to tell somebody because there's power in numbers.
He talks about living in the gray and he's had a lot of issues with mental health and that's what he does a podcast about and wrote a book about. And you know, he was coming on and honestly, I thought we'll get his promo in, but we'll talk a lot about the NFL as well. But I was way more interested in like the ability of him to talk about this and anxiety and depression that he goes through all the time.
Yeah, he's got to be helping so many people because I assume that's in a space where you don't hear those guys talk about this sort of thing.
Yeah, and he says that too. He also talked about being broke and struggling with mental health. And back in the day, he would have no money to travel because he used to just be a writer in New York. And so, you know Michael Strahan from Good Morning America?
Yes.
Here's a story about how Michael Strahan used to help him.
This guy is my best friend since 1993. And in those broke years, I had to go to Giant Stadium every day to work, to be a reporter. I didn't have enough money to take a subway to a bus to Giant Stadium and back every day. So Stray drove me back into New York City every freaking day for like 9 years. So I owe him like 28 grand in Lincoln Tunnel fare, right?
So after work, Michael Strahan would just drive him home.
That's awesome.
Which is pretty cool. And then one more, we asked if Tom Brady's going to be affected by what's going on in his personal life because him and Giselle aren't together right now. You know that, right?
Yes.
It's like, you know, it's all the news, all the gossip, all the hot goss.
We're all into it.
And I was with him the week he came back. And I think Tom is one of those elite guys where, man, between those lines, his problems can't touch him. But that's why I don't touch his personal life, because that's him, man. That's Tom's life. And we all go through stuff. And do I think it will affect him on the field? No, I don't. So mentally strong like that.
Compartmentalizing, baby. Love it. Not healthy.
Exactly.
Hey, I've been there. I've done it. Do it a lot. But yeah, that just today around noon or so, we'll load this with the rest. But check out 25 Whistles wherever you listen to your podcast. There you go. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dog's water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. I want to play this voicemail. This is Kim.
I need to know if Bobby wore his princess necklace on Saturday, because sadly to say, it didn't work. Ooh, pig suey.
Here's the thing. I forgot my necklace, and Arkansas ended up losing.
Oh.
Oh, bones.
We had to go to iHeart Festival on Saturday night, and I was faking it the whole time. I was just distraught, because Texas A&M's not very good, and other than a ugly fumble, we missed a field goal, hit the top of the very top of the goalpost, like the top circle.
That doesn't count.
It should.
If it goes in, it does.
It should. I'm going to start petitioning. Count.
Everybody was worried at the venue when they lost. Everybody's like, oh, no.
I told everyone that you weren't going
to
come.
Yeah, they were like, oh, no. Is Bobby going to want
to
do this?
And I don't think I would have, but Caitlin's like, be an adult and go to work. I was like, I don't want to go. I was so upset. Not angry, but I was so upset. And so, yeah, I have a friend, my friend that's his daughter's princess necklace. He's the whole game, he was checking in. He was like, hey, you got the necklace on? I was like, and I would never say yes because I don't want to lie. I just kept hitting the thumbs up emoji.
That's not yes.
It's a thumbs up.
Okay.
I never said yes.
Okay.
And then the next morning I admitted to him. I said, I got to confess. I don't have the necklace. I forgot it at home. Put it in the wrong bag. And so I'm the reason they lost.
But you don't believe in that kind of stuff.
Nope. But I still think I'm the reason that we lost.
So will you wear it next weekend or this weekend?
Here's the thing. I went home and couldn't find it last night.
What?
What?
When we got back in, I could not. It wasn't in the bag that I thought it was in. So I'm going to look. But we could lose every game from here out now because I lost a necklace.
Dang.
And this is completely normal thoughts. This is what normal people do. They freak out about a princess necklace that they wore that brought the team victory.
You control that whole game.
Yeah, I was so sad. And Clemson almost lost because of the curse. They had to go double overtime with the worst team.
Dude, when I was watching that game, I'm like, oh my gosh.
They should have just run with it and beat them pretty bad. They didn't. You know why? Because they got cursed.
That's right.
That's right. I cursed Clemson. That's what happened.
Dang, dude.
I'm not going to curse them right now again. I thought about it.
Cursing them twice?
Well.
Do you think if they heard your curse and then they cursed Arkansas and that's why y'all lost?
They can't curse.
No, they don't curse.
I'm the cursor.
Oh, okay.
I am the cursor now. Hey, Ray, play voicemail number 4, please. Nate from Memphis.
I just want to see if whenever Bobby walks in a room, we could get a theme song that was like, oh, money, 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 money. So, I bet Wake Forest to cover because of that curse. And I'm a happy man. Appreciate you, Bobby. Keep let me know who else you're going to curse. Have a great day.
Well, I'm only thinking of cursing Wake Forest again.
No, Clemson.
No, Clemson.
Oh,
not Wake Forest.
Oh,
leave them alone.
Sorry, Wake Forest, I'm sorry.
The Demon
Deacons.
You
had a tough run. You had a tough run.
They're nice.
I'm sorry about that. Yeah, thank you. Let's rock. I'm thinking about cursing Clemson again. I may do it Wednesday if we can't get Dabo on the phone.
Oh, I like it, dude. Every time he declines.
Yeah. Uh-uh. Every time the head coach doesn't want to come on our show, we'll curse him.
Dang. They're going to have a tough season.
Yeah, it'd be a tough one. Is that what you want? I even said last week, they may not lose. They shouldn't lose, but it's going to be difficult with the curse. Ray, hit the chimes again. Let me see if I feel like doing it today.
Ooh.
Nope, I don't. Not today.
Oh,
we'll
wow.
See. Yeah, we'll see what's up. Yeah, Scuba, reach back out.
All right. I'll follow up right now.
We'd love to have Dabo on.
Does he mention the curse in the email?
Threaten him with it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't make me do it again.
Saw what happened last time.
I'll let Scuba do Scuba.
All right.
Whatever he decides to do. But, yeah, the Arkansas thing really hurt me. Really punched me in the old kidneys. That's because I didn't have the necklace. Hmm. So here we are talking about sports, necklaces, and curses.
Yeah.
But nope, I don't believe in it.
But it still hurt. Like, when do you stop hurting?
I woke up the next day sad. Mm-hmm. I woke up sad, as if somebody had died. Mm. I still hurt right now.
I'm sorry, man.
Gosh.
It would have been worse. Excuse me. It would have been easier if they'd have, like, beat us and played well. But it was just unfortunate. I want to vomit right now talking about it. But it's okay. I'm a well-balanced person. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. So that happened over the weekend. I was lucky enough to talk to Lionel Richie a little bit. And so I know Lionel from working on American Idol for 4 seasons. And I'm still always nervous texting him, being like, hey, man, because what if he doesn't reply? Or what if he's like, who is this? New phone, who this? You never want that. But so I text him. I was like, hey, we're here. If you have any time, let me know. And he's like, yeah, come back after the show. And so I told Eddie, I said, hey, just tag along because we'll take you back to meet. And Eddie's never met Lionel Richie.
Never.
Not in a way even that was like, because he was walking around doing some stuff professionally. But I was like, let me introduce to Lionel. But the whole time I'm thinking, I wonder if Lionel even remembers me. Honestly, like I have that fear, even though he's super famous. He meets people all the time. So I had the fear that he wasn't going to remember who I was at all. And so we go back, and I was like, Eddie, just stay close, just stay close. And they answered, I said, this is my best friend, Eddie, just to make it seem even a little more personal. But it was awesome, right?
He was amazing. Guys, he's a legend, and he's standing there just, and the coolest thing is Bobby's always told stories about, oh, dude, when we were in Idol, you know, Lionel said this, and exactly the way Bobby would explain the way he was is that that's how he acted.
I had said to him, man, because he did, we're dancing on the ceiling, you know that song?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, what is it? What a feeling, because we're dancing on the ceiling. And then he was all over the place, and he sat down and sang a ballad at the piano. But he was like, a lot of cardio, and then to sit down and go, hello? I said, dude, your cardio is awesome. Like, how did you go from running all around to sitting down and singing a ballad? What'd he say?
He said, Bobby, I've been doing cardio since 1971.
Love the years.
I love that moment. Because that's what you've been doing. You've been saying like, oh, dude, you know, it's funny being on Idol with Lionel because he always talks about years. Like the year was
1968.
And the fact that he said 1971, I lost it. I'm like, this is a perfect moment.
So somewhere there's and we took a picture of me, Caitlin, Lionel, and his wife because we know them a little bit. And then we're about to leave. And I was like, Eddie, come get in a picture.
Dude.
And so Eddie hopped in the picture too. So somehow we got to find that picture.
Yeah, somebody took
a
picture.
I don't know who has it. Yeah, I don't know who has that picture. But we're going to track that picture down.
Yes.
But it's pretty cool, huh?
It's amazing, dude. Thank you for that too. And he did know you, so you don't have to worry about
that stuff. Oh, thank God. We walked over. He was like, Bobby Bones. Let me tell you about this guy, Bobby Bones. He's like, going to be the governor of Arkansas one day.
Oh, I love
it. It's like, oh, thank God. The iHeartRadio Music Festival is awesome. Hope you guys check it out on October 7th and October 8th on the CW. It's a 2-night event. I think the two biggest reactions I saw at night one was Lionel and Morgan Wallen. Everybody up for both of them. Because Lionel was playing all hits and everybody of all ages knew most of the hits. And then Morgan Wallen, people were going nuts.
They loved
him.
Awesome.
Like those were the two. I didn't get to watch a lot of them night two because I was sad at Arkansas and just crying in the bathroom. But night one, I was still like excited for life. And so it was really good. I didn't see it. Did you anyone watch Avril?
I did a little bit of Avril.
People liked it.
It was cool.
Yeah.
I tried to get really close to see if it was really Avril. I think it's really her.
No, it's her.
It's okay. Definitely
all
her.
Right, just making sure.
I saw a little bit of LL Cool J, and he was sweating like crazy. I couldn't really hear, though. So I just saw him like sweating. And I was like, I can tell he's going hard.
He was going very hard. We watched him on the like a screen, and he was all up in that camera. He would get so close. And yes, I was like, oh, he's so
lick his lips.
Sweaty. And Pitbull was so sweaty. Everybody's so sweaty.
It's like bald dudes. They get sweaty quick because their hair is not there to like hold some of it back. So it goes all over their face. Maren was really good too. Maren Morris on Saturday night. But check it out. October 7th, October 8th is really a lot of fun. We're tired. Tomorrow's going to be a bad. I'm going to let all our listeners know. Tomorrow's show is going to suck.
Why? Today's like full of adrenaline?
Today, yeah. We're just like, we're tired. But it's like, okay, let's go. We're going in. Tomorrow, we're just going to be exhausted.
Yeah.
So what a tease. Put down the tease for tomorrow to all our affiliates. Be sure to listen on Tuesday. Show's going to suck. Had a good weekend in Las Vegas. I came back with some dehydration.
It happens.
That's the only thing. I just am dry. I'm just so dry when I'm there the whole time. I wake up like this. So, it felt like I was in the desert, which I was. But had a great time at our iHeartRadio Music Festival. And in October, you'll be able to watch it on the CW. But just so cool. And so, best and worst interaction from the weekend. Do you guys want to do this or no?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's fired up. Are you mad at somebody?
Yeah.
Is it somebody I know?
I don't think it's anybody you know,
okay,
no.
Well,
but
let's hear it then. Mostly because I don't want to have to call in. I'm tired. And I know today after the show, if it's somebody I know, I got to call and apologize. I'm sorry he said that. But if I don't know him, I don't care. All right, go ahead. Best interaction.
Best interaction would have to be, let me see, Diddy. Me and Diddy became friends over the weekend.
What about The Miz?
Well, The Miz was amazing, but
I'll be texting him. Lunchbox,
you got his number?
Go ahead.
But we went over The Miz. That was amazing. That was also amazing, but I figured you didn't want to hear about The Miz again. So Diddy was about to come out of the dressing room and go on stage, and they're trying to clear the hallway. You got to get out of here. You got to get out of here. And I was like, Diddy's coming. I'm going nowhere. And Diddy
you said that. Mm-hmm.
I did. I would not leave.
To who?
To the security people.
There's no way
Eddie,
you said to his security.
I wasn't there. I don't
know.
No,
you
I'm
left
going
because
anywhere.
They said get out of the hallway. Eddie left.
They told everyone to leave.
And where did Eddie go? He went scurrying away like a little scared puppy.
Yeah.
And
a scared
not me.
Puppy. Okay, go ahead.
I said, Diddy's coming. And he walks out and no one is saying anything. And I was like, Diddy is in the building. Diddy is in the building. Let's go rock this place.
With his camera in Diddy's
And he
face.
Looks at me and he goes, you got love for me? And boom, comes up and fist bumps me. Yeah. What up? And he goes out on stage. rocks it.
I think you probably were the reason.
Yeah.
You pumped him up.
Yes. And then on the way back out, he sees me again, and he goes, love! Fist bump again. And he goes into the dressing room.
That's pretty cool.
It awesome. Was incredible.
So he loves you?
Me and him became friends.
That's like cool. That's not friends.
Like, he fist bumped me on the way out, and then when he left the stage, he fist bumped me again.
Cool, though.
Like,
cool.
That is incredible, because everybody was so scared, wouldn't say anything, but he was all about me. It was so cool.
That's a weird thing.
Very weird.
I like that, though. That's a cool one. Mm-hmm. The thing about Lunchbox is, whenever anybody walks by that's famous, he sticks his camera right in their face and starts yelling at him and recording. And okay, I get it. But his light is also on his phone.
Now, sometimes, yeah, it's a little dark back there. It's an automatic flash. I don't do it. I don't put it on.
You do, yes, because it's on your phone.
No, you can turn it off. The camera determines it needs a flash.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's I get it. You want to record people. And you put it a little too close to their face, and your light's on. And okay, go ahead.
There's other cameras.
It's very aggressive.
There's other cameras with lights on.
Yeah, that's theirs that they hire to shoot the thing.
Oh.
Who's your worst interaction?
Halsey.
Oh, I heard that.
Who does she think she is? Like,
I don't know her. I never met her.
I've never met her either, yeah. But she's not, I mean, she's not Elton John. She's not Garth Brooks. She's Halsey. Who is she? She's been around for, a couple years maybe?
She's been around for a while.
Longer than
yeah,
that.
Why? What happened?
Because I start filming her and her
dude,
people.
Dude, that's the go. Thing.
No, no. She's in the middle of an interview with Ryan Seacrest. So I'm just saying, hey, look, there's Halsey. And her people come run up, no phones, no phones. Like, what do you mean no phones? Do you understand where you are?
Yeah.
You're at a concert. You're a famous person. And you're going to tell me you are so big I can't have my phone out? Get out of here, Halsey.
So you weren't too close to her?
No.
And you weren't in the shot?
Not in the shot, nothing. They came running around, no phones.
Sounds like that soup Nazi on Seinfeld.
No phone for you.
No soup for you. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry that happened.
I mean, and then she was in the broadcast room and they were like, do not take your phone out. We'll get in trouble. And I'm like, for this chick? Like, she's just Halsey. Like, who is she? Like, do you understand? She's not big enough to tell me you can't have your phone out anywhere. Like, come on.
I was not there. I don't know. That is your perspective. You saw
but do you, it. Is but, she but, big but, enough to
yeah,
have?
I mean, no, I don't. Listen, everybody's got their own rules. Is she big enough?
No one's big enough to tell me I can't have my phone out.
Well, in your mind, sure. That's great.
The president walks in. They don't make you put your phone away. You can take
maybe
a picture.
They do. How do you know if he walks in the room?
Because I've been where Barack Obama was, and I got to take pictures of him. No problem.
But that was in a very public setting.
Oh, yeah. Fist bumped him, too.
Yeah, fist bumped him.
Really?
That's cool. I'm sorry you had a bad experience. I don't know anything about it. But I'm sorry you had a bad experience.
Yeah. Don't take your phone out. Get out of
here.
Get
out of here, he says.
Yeah. Don't Eddie, worry. I posted the video.
What do you want? My best?
Worst, yeah.
My best, dude. And Lionel for sure was the best. But I've already told that story. So, dude, this is at the hotel. This is not in the venue. And I'm about to get on an elevator. And I wait. The door opens. Who's in the elevator? I don't know. 20 people? It's an entourage. Security. Out of the way. Out of the way. Out of the way. It's LL Cool J.
Oh, that's cool. In the elevator.
He comes out of the elevator. He's got sunglasses on. He's all big walking. I go, LL. I put my fist out. Same thing, dude. I say, good to see you, man. He fist bumps me. He goes, good to see you too, my man. Good to see you. And then he walks off. I'm like, yeah.
That's two pretty cool fist bumps.
It was awesome.
That's and two then, pretty cool fist bumps.
Did you video?
No.
Oh.
And then I get in the elevator with like four other people that are waiting with me. And I go, guys, LL Cool J. They're like, we don't know who that is. Oh, crazy.
Yeah. They're
what are you talking about?
There are a couple people who didn't know who it was.
He stayed at our hotel?
Yeah. Yeah. On my elevator.
Dang, dude.
It's pretty cool.
Never watch that elevator again.
No, never.
Worst?
Halsey, who does she think she is?
Did you really have
the whole time he was talking, I wanted a yes and him because I was there with Lunchbox and they told us both to put our phones away. I don't care who you are. There, you're not big enough to make us put our phones away. You're right, Lunchbox.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got two Halsey votes. Amy, your best.
My best would be my interaction with Lionel Richie, which was completely unexpected. I didn't want to bother him or anything, but he was in the broadcast room doing an interview, and I had on these wide leg denim pants. And he just was like, hey, I used to have pants like those. It was 1974. Yes. And
yes!
So then we talked about it for a little bit and he said they were called elephant pants. It was a good exchange. So I just thought he was so nice.
And worst?
Oh, I don't want to pile on the worst, but
yeah, if you have to, you have to.
It was definitely Halsey.
Who does she think she is?
I wouldn't say it that way, but it was very awkward and everyone was annoyed and questioning. What is, like, before she came in, phones away or she's not walking in. And it was like,
who does she think she is?
No, who does she think she is?
You guys now convince me.
Literally. Like we, and you're in a part where there's, it's press. You're doing an interview. Like, it just was bizarre how she was acting or her people were acting. I don't know.
Who does she?
Can I do an honorable mention?
Well, I was going to do mine real quick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
Avril Lavigne, worst.
Why?
No.
Daytime stage. We try to go up and watch the last song where they're like, no. She didn't want that many people up here. Okay, so
side
we go
stage,
down.
Side stage, I get that.
Yeah, it makes sense. This is not valid.
Yeah, it's and her I was stage. There. And some people don't want a lot of people up there on stage.
Okay.
That's why she's honorable mention, though.
Yeah, honorable mention. So she's going to come down off the stage, right? So we're standing there because we're about to go introduce Chase Rice. And they're like, no, you need to back away. You need to back away. There needs to be a clear path. You need to go in that. And I'm like.
That's true. The path was clear.
They just want to make sure nobody's like stopping or asking for selfies as she walks through after she's
but
all sweaty.
But we're not.
They heard about your Halsey experience. And they were like, let's get him away.
We are not the public. We are working.
All right. I have 2 minutes. Ray just told me in my ear. Best, Miz was awesome because I didn't know what kind of guy he would be. He's awesome. He's like, just like a normal dude. And so I always never want to approach people. He was amazing. Just hung out. Cool. Never met Kristen Cavallari. And at times I've been on the show, I've been like, you know what? I don't think I like her because people had poisoned my brain. Thought she was awesome.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. She was super nice to Caitlin too. And she would, they talk for a while and anybody, because you know, in those environments, when it's you're working with this person and everybody's on the camera and most people are just like, okay, we're gonna do this or oh, you work. But she was talking to Caitlin the whole time, was super kind, very generous with her time. Thought she was awesome.
Yeah, you know? I saw her. She looked nice. Okay.
All right.
I almost get kicked out of the airport. That's my worst interaction. How much time do I have, Ray? I gotta fly this story through. Minute and a half. Okay, I'm wearing a green, I have like a sweatsuit on to get to the airport and I have the top part wrapped around my waist. And I walked through and the guy's like, you take that off out of your waist. Take that off your waist. Wear it. And I was like, wear it? Okay, so I put it over my shoulders.
Wearing it?
Yeah, wear it. And so, because the headphones on. I'm like, hey, there he goes. That's not what I'm talking about. Put it on your body. And I'm like, all right. So I stick my arms through it to keep my head out of it. Oh my God. And I walked through and he goes, that's not how you wear it. And I said, sir, this is fashion. And he said, do you want to get kicked out of the airport?
Dang.
I was grumpy. Arkansas lost the night before. It was a whole situation. And I was like, sir, have you not seen the latest fashion magazines? And he's like, this is your last chance. I put it on the right way.
Yeah, he won.
It was a bad interaction, though. That's my worst interaction. For sure. All right. Ray says we have to go, so we have to go. Go.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Memphis, Tennessee. A 41-year-old man walked into a gas station, pulled out a gun, and said, hey, lady, give me all the money. And the 76-year-old clerk goes, I don't have any money. I can't even open the register. So he ran out, jumped in his car. She called police. They pursued and sues. 2 miles later, his car ran out of gas.
Classic.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Goes to steal gas from a gas station, doesn't even get any gas. Doesn't even get any money. Doesn't get anything. Yeah, that doesn't stink. It stinks for him. Yeah. I got in a little trouble the other day because I was talking about when the Adam Levine story broke. I was like, how do you even put anything in writing if you're him? And so many people got mad at me for saying that instead of don't cheat on your wife. Well, don't cheat on your wife is the natural thing to
say. That's understood.
Yes. No. And I'm like, he was also an idiot by writing it.
Right.
Yeah.
And people were like, oh. And then sometimes when I'm like, man, how do you like not have gas in your car when you rob a place?
Great point.
I get people writing me, why don't you just say don't rob? All right, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Hope you're all good. Right now, speaking of good, let's do the Good News Countdown.
It's the Good News Countdown. Counting down the biggest good news stories across the land.
Hit me with the tray.
Number 3.
A retired cop dove into a lake in North Carolina on Wednesday and pulled someone from a sinking car. It was a convertible, but the top was up. He unbuckled their seatbelt, wrapped his arm around them, and then ripped them out. Then someone on a boat jumped in and then dragged them to the dock.
Oh, that's awesome.
So luckily people were aware. And also, Eddie, when you grab a human, an adult, do they teach you to grab from the waist because it's that stronger base? Or do you... Yeah. You used to grab from the hair or what?
No, 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 no. What they teach you is you got to get behind them, grab them around their chest, under their arms. Because that way they can't fight you. Because most of the time they're trying to fight to like get to the top. They can bring you down in that same movement.
They're trying to struggle and fight, not fight you. No, that'd be weird. Man, you want some of this?
No, they're trying to get up there too, but they don't realize you're helping them, so they don't stay still.
It's like, bro, I'm trying to save you. Yeah, why are you trying to fight me?
Stop moving.
All right, next up.
Number two.
All right, best landlord ever, a woman in Virginia, had new tenants moving in and fully stocked her kitchen so they wouldn't have to worry about it. She put essentials like eggs and milk and other things in the fridge, and a few non-essentials too, like pies. She also left snacks on the counter. And breaking just-in news, we can't even get water here at the work. This tenant is loading them up with pies, and we're over here like, a drink of water, sir? Can we have some, please?
They don't want us here.
No, of course they don't.
Number one!
Last month, a woman in Denver lost the engagement ring her fiancé gave her before he passed away. She was devastated, but luckily some dude found it in the mud. Literally, his name is Dude.
Wait, really? His name's Dude?
Literally, his name's Dude. He's a bartender named Dude Olgan. He gave the ring back. He also refused the reward. He said he just hopes that they're lifelong friends now.
Wow.
Dude.
That was
the Good News Countdown.
Hope you guys have an awesome day today. We will see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.